Attention, people of Earth!
People of Earth!
Greetings, people of Earth.
What is this?
Salt of the Earth, these people.
Now get ready!
All right, now get ready.
Give them the greatest show on Earth.
Absolutely, welcome to it. Happy Monday, got Rick, you got Patty, 612. Great to be with you, 38 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Ready to take on this Monday, aren't you, Patty?
Yeah, the greatest show on Earth.
The greatest.
You're not asking for much.
The bar is set high, which, of course, we'll not be able to tap.
Wow.
But we'll do our best for you this morning. Going to work on some Facebook fun for you. We've also got Nashville news coming up in just a bit, other people's problems. And get your day started. It's a new year.
Welcome to 2026.
I know. Welcome to 2026. Let's get the day started. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Happy Monday, 38 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Just mild around these parts. Going to be in the 40s and 30s.
I'll take it.
I know, next couple days.
What was it, New Year's Day and New Year's
Yeah.
Day? I mean, slick roads and all that? Like, what? What is going on?
Yeah, that was a little icy dicey for us.
I'll take today.
Yeah, today. Going forward, at least for the next week or so, it feels like a spring. Like it's spring. I was out playing with the dogs yesterday, Sunday afternoon, watching some football as well, and going outside. I'm like, man, this is. And so we took down our Christmas lights. I mean, we were outside just doing a bunch of yard stuff because it feels like it's spring. So for the day, yeah, expect that. I was going to look ahead here, and the weather looks pretty good. If you are traveling, though, of course, higher elevations are going to be
several feet of snow on the way in the mountains.
Yeah, if you're traveling.
I'm like, what? Yeah, 4 feet?
Yeah, traveling's a whole different story
what
there.
What the heck?
No, before you go, always check our KORD mobile app. And we posted it for you, too, as well, that the first baby born at Cadillac Cooper.
Look at that.
Little baby Cooper. Isn't that so cute? Born at 4 a.m. on New Year's Day. So congratulations there. And then we're getting excited because Ross is going to be in our neighborhood here in Pasco.
I saw that.
And you normally think Road 68. You're like, oh, Road 68. No, 20th Avenue right here where the old
Rite
Aid is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a couple things that are going right there. So
it got me curious as to, you know, because there's a Rite Aid in Richland. That's a couple of them that are empty.
And might be
you
Ross.
Know what?
Might be
Why not?
Might be some more Rosses.
I'm a fan of Ross.
They're huge here. They are. They're pilfered. I will say this, that Ross is pilfered. When you go to Ross here, it looks like a tornado hit them. But it does. It does. I mean, hey, I like Ross too. Ross Dress for Less. But it does look like a tornado hit
them. I will say, though, that they have a line, and they do get you. They got all their sale items, right? You're looking.
Yeah, they get you.
Do I need that?
Yeah. They have a couple aisles that you have to go through just to check out. And then you're waiting, so then you're picking up stuff too. So those stories and more, we got to post it for you this morning right there on your KORD mobile app.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Hey, Kitty Chaz, the American Kids, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD at 637. You got Rick, you got Patty. 40 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now for you, Tri-Cities. And time for some Nashville news.
Let's get right into it. As Jelly Roll continues to change his life through healthier living and a massive amount of weight lost, he has gotten the attention of a few news outlets, but one that he really wanted to put on his resume was Men's Health. It was back in December of 2024 that Jelly revealed his ultimate goal was to be on the cover of Men's Health by March 2026. He's coming in ahead of schedule. He is the cover story in the January 2nd edition of the magazine. He does discuss his law-breaking past and his weight loss journey. He also talks candidly about his face tattoos. Meanwhile, it's Jody Messina, who's making a comeback. She recently teased new music on social media, showing off her vocals and singing about burning bridges in a follow-up video. She also discusses the topic and asks fans to share what bridges they intend on burning in 2026. Jody shared a snippet of the first single of an upcoming album. She didn't reveal, though, any details, like any song titles or release dates. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
Jody Messina. Bring it.
Bring it, yeah.
Finally, Zach Bryan being criticized for singing at his own wedding in a video that's circulating on social media. Zach is seen singing a cover of Tougher Than the Rest by Bruce Springsteen. Many took to comments to share their thoughts. Excuse me. One fan wrote, "Nobody loves Zach more than Zach loves Zach."
Wow.
And then another saying, "This feels a little showy." Just so you know, Zach Bryan married Samantha Leonard on December 31st. Boy, tough crowd.
I was going to say, it's his wedding.
Why not?
If you can sing, why wouldn't you sing at your own wedding?
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, maybe he's singing to her. I mean, he is singing to her. Okay.
Social media gets everything. We're just mean. Those are your trending headlines.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Golf Universe and 1027 KORD want you to be right on target for the holidays. Download our station app and get your neighbor to win a $500 Target gift card and or a $500 gift card from Golf Universe. Find something for every golfer at Golf Universe on Edison across from Kamiokin. Moving to the new location at Candy Lights Golf Course in December, Golf Universe is right on target with 1027 KORD.
With severe storm.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
1027 KORD.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever thank you lately. It ain't all sunshine. When you cross my mind, I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place, and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. Some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve and show up at your.
Country music, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
She had a shiny little Beamer with top down, sitting in the drive, but you wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you want to do, baby?
Favorite Big Green Tractor, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the court plugged in. Pretty mild morning so far. 40 degrees for you. I know, can't believe I'm saying that on January.
Can you believe it?
5th or whatever.
I know.
That'll be the, that's the current temperature and going to be a warm one, or at least a mild one throughout the day. Now, if you're traveling to higher elevations, of course, plenty of snow for you.
I don't like that. Yeah. I'm not going that way.
Yeah, if you're going that way, know before you go. Winter advisory in effect if you're heading out of the Tri-Cities. But just a heads up on that. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. If you could travel anywhere right now, where would you go?
Tahiti. I'll be honest with you. Normally during the holiday, Jeff and I are on a beach somewhere, a nice, warm, sandy beach. We didn't do that this year.
Okay.
I missed it.
You missed it?
I'll be honest. I missed it.
But right now, yeah. I mean, but then again, right now it's so mild here in the Tri-Cities that...
fine.
When you say, hey, I'm going to the warm area, I'm like, wow, it's pretty warm here.
I will say we have gotten a lot of walking in. And we've been going to our local parks and along the river. And, we have it made here in Tri-Cities, don't we?
Yeah, for the 99% of the time, except for the wind and the ice.
Yes.
Just on those rare occasions. But, yeah, it's nice living here. I know that our buddy down the hallway, when I was talking about if you could travel anywhere right now, well, of course, he's all jacked up about the Seahawks.
They're on fire.
And as he should be.
Fire.
And he was saying, he goes, no matter what, I don't care how much it costs, I'm going to the Super Bowl. If they go, I'm going. So I'm like, okay. So he's going to go to the playoff games too because he's got.
Well, he is C-Squad.
He is.
I mean,
he's a super fan. But but he was super elated about the fact that he's gonna, if it happens, he's going to the Super Bowl. He says, I don't care how much it costs, I'm gonna go.
Wow.
And I said, okay, that's pretty cool. So man, what a game last night. If you were watching the Steelers and the Ravens.
Oh, Steelers, wait, I mean,
I went to bed, so I was like, I was 20 seconds left in the game, and I went and I said, oh, I'm gonna turn, I went to bed, and I'm sitting there with my wife, and I went, holy cow, I didn't stay for the last field goal, because I said, oh, they got it. I mean, the Ravens, oh, they got it. And then suddenly out of nowhere, they missed. And Aaron Rodgers going to the playoffs. Wow, that's a pretty cool thing. If you're an Aaron Rodgers fan, that's a big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah.
I, you know what? I do root on the old guys. I mean, he's 40. Was he 40-something?
He's the old guy, huh?
He is the old guy, yeah. Outside of Philip Rivers.
I don't know how old he is.
Yeah, but he's up there. He's up there. So I was kind of rooting him on last night a little bit. So it was kind of fun to watch that. And I thought, oh, the Ravens got it. And then I went to bed. And I go, oh, nope. You never know on any given Sunday. So we're all super ecstatic about the Seahawks. And if they're going to the big game, if you could travel anywhere right now, where would you go? You're going to say Tahiti.
Where are you going?
You know what? Disneyland. My wife and I always talk about taking the kids to Disneyland. Disneyland. We haven't done
Disneyland
it.
Or Disney World?
No, Disneyland.
California.
Yeah, okay. California. So California. So put that on my bucket list. There you go. Of course, you can chime in on it. Facebook fun us. Also, app chat us. Call us. Let us know. Share your comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Guys, for you. Thanks for keeping the Cord plugged in. I got to do a really quick shout out to Scotty down in Bakersfield because he's always, he's emailing.
Checking us out.
Checking us out. Thank you, buddy, on the app. And he was over the week, he was like, hey, when are you guys back in studio? Because we've been taking a lot of vacation time.
Yeah.
And we'll be very transparent with you. We run what they call best of. So during the holidays, we're not usually in studio. We're running a best of. It sounds like we're here. But again, thanks to the modern technology, we're off enjoying our holidays.
Well you're doing a shout. I got to do a shout out to Patty Matthews.
There you go. Your friend
She's
Patty.
She's also in Southern California.
All right.
You know what? Thank you for checking out the app.
Well, we were talking about the modern technology. The nice thing is you got the app. You can get us anywhere, everywhere. It's always nice when somebody is in Alaska or wherever they're at, and they're like, oh, I grew up in the Tri-Cities. I love KORD. I'm listening on the app.
One more. Patty, who used to live in Pasco, now in Minnesota.
There you go. Well, thank you guys for listening this morning. Appreciate that. All right, time for another edition of Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Darcy has got quite the situation going on, and this is a post-Christmas thing, Patty. She goes, I'm not speaking to my husband because he gave me a cruel gift for Christmas.
Look at that. I was expecting something warm and thoughtful because we had a great 2025. Well, he gave me a scale. At first, I thought this was a gag gift. I smashed it against the ground and slammed it on our bedroom door. We barely have spoken since. He doesn't think he's done anything wrong. I told him this is the cruelest and most insensitive gift a man can give a woman. He doesn't have the courage to tell me that he's unhappy with my appearance. Am I overreacting? Shouldn't he apologize? I'm perfectly happy with my appearance and in my own skin. Darcy.
Well,
Walla Walla.
I don't want to jump on the 2026 like this, but I think I know where this one's going, you know, where it's going to be headed.
Wow.
I mean, you got to have that conversation. First thing you learn when you're a guy, that's one thing you never, ever, I don't care. You don't ever mention it. You don't ever mention it. Just you don't. That's just not, you know. Now, she can mention that to you all the time. Like, it's a double standard. You know, my wife can say whatever she wants to me, but I cannot say whatever I want to my wife.
I was watching, you know, one of my guilty pleasures is, you know, like Maury and Judge Judy and Judge Mathis. Well, one dude, it was divorce court, right? And he called his soon-to-be ex Shamu.
Oh,
you can't do that.
You can't do that.
I mean.
Yeah. She can call you Shamu, but you cannot call her back Sham.
Right.
That's just how that works.
And,
so.
And Jeff, you know what? Hey, you know what? You know me. I have struggled with weight, and I'm doing okay now.
Yeah. Thanks to Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Thank you, Tri-Cities Weight Loss. But you better not call me Shamu.
No, you can't. I mean, there was this.
Patty Fatty 2x4.
Oh, anyhow.
Come on now.
Oh, wow. Look at you go.
Stop it.
All right, Darcy, we're going to solve this for you, but I pretty much think I know where this is going to go with everybody on the comments here.
I would have cracked it on his head. I bet really?
You, I bet you would have. I bet you would have. So I'm ready for the comments here.
Kid, not really, but.
All right. So app chat us, call us 547-5673. I pretty much know where this is going to go, but we'll see how you guys react. Men, especially men, jump in on this. Jump in on this. Is this the appropriate
you
gift?
Better, yeah. I got her a gym membership.
Oh, geez.
But I got her a treadmill.
See, and men, we will defend ourselves. Well, she mentioned it. She said she, you know, well, that's not what she means. You know, if she meant, you know, yeah.
I gotta go down another. So AI does these things on Instagram, like where they show Bob Barker, you know, on The Price is Right. They're funny, but they're very inappropriate.
Right. Oh, yes.
I mean,
yeah, they're very, AI is so inappropriate.
Look, you want us, you know, You want a home gym.
And when they're having Stephen Hawking, you know.
Those are terrible.
In his wheelchair, like on a dirt
going
course.
Going down the 405. No.
All right. See, we're already incorrect for 26. All right. 547 KORD. What would you do in this situation? We want to know. It's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning. A number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
May drink number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Clear skies, 40 degrees for you. Hey, Robert, we know you were trying to call in. Just to give you a heads up, for some reason in our new studio, the phone's a little messed up this morning. So great way to start 2026 is we got a messed up phone. You're hearing the radio station down the line. We can't hear you. So we'll get the engineer on this and get it fixed. All right. Because we're going to try to take some calls here. And it makes
sense. We've been trying to test it out ourselves.
Yeah. We're trying to
test. And like, oh.
Yeah.
I hear the radio.
Not working on the phone lines. But yeah, for some reason, we seem to be feeding the radio down the line. It doesn't make sense. So we'll get an engineer here and take a look at it. Hey, no, you know what? Brand new new year 2026 in a brand new studio. We're loving the new studio, but it's got a little quirks that's going on, and we're gonna get this all fixed up for you there,
right?
So be aware of that. All right, brand new survey says that 68% of people avoid starting an exercise routine in the new year because they are overwhelmed by their fitness goals. I think that that's thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. Patty and I, Patty's lost close to 60 pounds. She looks amazing. I lost 20 pounds too, thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. And anybody who ever starts an exercise thing, you're right, it can be overwhelming because number one, I think the biggest thing that people do is they set the goal too high.
I am going to lose 50 pounds in 3 weeks.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's
so,
not.
Yeah, so the nice thing about what they do with Tri-Cities Weight Loss is you pick your goal. We picked our goals.
That's right.
It wasn't, they didn't sit us down and go, you should be this. No, it was like, what is your goal? My goal is 20 pounds or my goal is whatever it is.
Right.
And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. So we're going to have some fun with you guys. What piece of old workout equipment do you have lying around? And you're going to love this, Patty. 4 years, what did we talk about on this?
The Thighmaster.
No, we talked about this piece of equipment Megan wanted for years. The rower.
The rowing machine.
Right, and she and it was a $1,200 piece of equipment, right?
Where is it?
Well, it's in the spare room, and guess what? Guess what is never, ever, ever, ever used? The rower, and I had mentioned it to her. I said, you know, that rower that we bought. She's like, yeah, I'm thinking about selling it. Da, 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 da. Yeah, because guess what?
Listen, I have a treadmill that is in our front room. There's a TV. I mean, it's supposed to be like a working gym.
Right.
Well, guess what's in there?
Right.
All overstock stuff. Toilet paper's in there.
That's right. In your little gym, right? It's so funny.
No.
It's amazing that we buy this equipment and then we just never ever use it. Or it becomes a coat hanger for a lot of people.
Yep.
So even Megan, who is a gym rat and is always at the gym every single day, well, her dream was
she's got a rower at the gym. She doesn't...
Exactly. So what piece of old workout equipment do you have lying around? What is it used for now? Is it a coat hanger? Are you putting stuff on it? What are you doing? We're curious. We'll take some calls on the way. 547-KORD. As we start the new year, you knew we were going to talk about New Year's resolutions and talk about the weight loss.
My husband just bought a new bike, and guess what hasn't been used?
The new bike.
It's in the shed, just sitting there.
Of course, gathering dust.
Tires all aired up, ready to go.
We have big aspirations. All right, so we'll take some calls on the way. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD, Rick and Patty. Happy Monday, welcome to it. 40 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Headed to the higher elevations. Be aware that icy, dicey roadways. Lots of snow. Winter advisories in effect if you're traveling outside the Tri-Cities. For us, though, pretty boring. Part of cloudy skies and 40
degrees. Only if you're going up to the higher elevation.
That's about what you're going to get. Well, as we kick into 2026, 68% of people avoid starting an exercise routine in the new year because they're overwhelmed by the fitness goals. And we've been talking about that old piece of workout equipment that's just lying around. What's it good for? What's it doing there? We're talking about the rower that my wife just had to have for so many years.
Yeah.
And then she's even now talking about selling the rower. Now, she still goes to the gym and stuff.
Sure.
But the rower has, you know.
Well, she might as well sell it to give it to somebody who can use it.
Absolutely.
Or who's going to use it.
So we're taking your calls, 547-567-3547-KORD. Tell us about the equipment that you got hanging around. What do you got?
It's not me, but my grandmother still has that thing where it's a machine and it straps around your butt and it, like, vibrates. I don't even know what it's called.
Okay.
And it's just been sitting there since before I was born. I mean, I don't have a clue how long. And I've never seen anyone use it either. And she dusts it off and stuff when she cleans and all that, but... Yeah, it's been there. I mean, there's probably like a mark around the carpet where it's been sitting. You can't, you know, different color.
That's funny. Wow. You know, I remember being the, what is it, the 70s or 80s when we were growing up, there was the one that had the belt. Like, it would, like, shake you.
Yeah.
But it looked like you were standing. Maybe that's what she's talking about. I don't know. But remember, it had a belt, and it would just, like, shake you in one spot. Now, you did bring up the Thighmaster, which was Suzanne Summers. That was a big deal. That was a big deal when we were a kid, that Thighmaster.
The Thighmaster. She sold a billion of them. Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, she didn't need Three's Company. She made so much money off.
Chrissy Snow.
Yeah, she made so much money off.
Suzanne Summers.
Off those infomercials. It's mm-hmm. crazy. Piece of equipment that you got hanging around. What do you got for us? Good morning, KORD.
I actually have one. It's an elliptical.
Okay.
That was my brother's that he didn't use.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, I'll use that. I kept looking at it, and I'm like, he had it sitting outside of his front door for a long time. And I'm like, let me have it. So he let me have it. Yep. It's been months.
Of course.
The dog and the cat don't like it when I get on it, so that's my excuse.
Oh, there you go. There's your excuse. The elliptical that just sits around. I know. We do. You know what? We buy these things. Like you said, Jeff bought this bike.
Yeah.
You know, in good faith that he's going to go out there and ride the bike. And then now it just sits and gathers dust in there. But
remember Tony Little?
Oh, yeah.
And he had the gazelle.
The gazelle.
I just Googled it.
I rule these things.
Boy, he had some fantastic hair, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. See, I remember.
He's 69.
I know. Still out there. I mean, it's crazy when you think about the equipment that these people have made and the fortunes they've made off this equipment, these exercise fads. So as we go into the new year, hey, you know what? I know it's the number one exercise routine, and they're overwhelmed by the goals. Don't be overwhelmed by the goals. We'll make it easy for you. Just call Tri-Cities Weight Loss for us.
Oh, gosh, yes. Gosh, yes. Rick's lost 20 pounds. I'm on my way to 60 still.
You don't have to worry about any of that exercise equipment. So if you got a piece of old exercise equipment laying around, why is it laying around, and what are you using it for? We want to know. More of your calls on the way. 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Party, the biggest artist of 2025.
He's on fire.
He is on fire.
The only person who can top him, I'd say, right now is Luke Combs.
That's pretty much.
Right?
Maybe Jelly Roll. They're in there. They're all in this little pack together, Post Malone. But no, Morgan Wallen was the biggest. He was definitely the biggest. And we're going to send you off to the big music awards show. We're super excited about that.
This is huge.
Yeah, super excited about it. We're not allowed to really tell you what the name is because we'll get sued. But it is the music awards show. Hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco. It's the big one. How about that?
How about it?
It deals with music. How about that? That we can tell you.
What's it called?
I know.
Is it an award show?
It's the music award show.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we have to call it the big game because all of it's trademarked and copyrighted and all these different things. Mm-hmm. So when we come on the radio and say, hey, we're going to send you off to the big game, wink, 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 you know what we're sending you off to,
right? That's right.
So yep. As we kicked into 2026, we're sending you to the Music Awards, and it happens in February.
Yeah, it's not the award show. It's the.
Exactly.
I saw it.
And you know what we're talking about, and it has to do with music, and we want to send you off there. How about that? Hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. They're bringing it to you, and we gave you a chance to get signed up right there online for you on the KORD mobile app. Did you see this crazy lawsuit? McDonald's is being sued because of the McRib sandwich.
What? Suing over the McRib?
Because somebody is saying that there's not rib meat in the McRib. But it's not, is it? I don't know.
Have you ever had a McRib? I have not.
I have a friend who is a diehard McRib fan. Now, I've seen it made in the factory, and it looks like it's a McRib. I mean, it looks like it's a rib, but they're saying that,
I've never had one.
They're saying that McDonald's is misleading people on this sandwich and saying it's not premium rib meat. So that's the word they're using, premium rib meat. Not just rib meat, but premium. And so they're seeking damages, they're saying they're getting charged a higher price for the lower quality meat. They're not saying it's not meat.
I wouldn't even know what a McRib goes for.
I don't recall McDonald's ever saying that it was supposed to be high quality, highfalutin. Did you? I don't recall seeing an ad where it says this is the premium prime rib of all. I don't remember seeing any of that. So let's have some fun with you guys. Ingredients that I didn't know. I don't want to know what ingredients are in blank. So everybody talks about the hot dog. I don't want to know what ingredients are in a hot dog. And were you shocked when you found out you ate something like, oh, what's in this, you know?
I am very selective when it comes to any kind of meat.
I know you are.
I'm not a fan of meat. I could be vegetarian or vegan.
Right.
I'll take cottage cheese any day over
And the reasons why Patty is not going to be on Survivor is because they're going to make
you... I'm not eating any of that.
They're going to make you eat some gross stuff.
Nope. Shut the front door.
We'll take some calls here and have some fun with you. I don't want to know the ingredients in blank. Like, I don't want to know the ingredients in Twinkies. I love Twinkies. I don't want to know what the ingredient is. I'm just going to eat Twinkies all day long. My wife is always like, you know what's in those? I'm like, I don't care. Tastes good.
What's gelatin? Jello, right?
Right. What's in it? So we'll take some calls, have some fun with you. 547-KORD, 547-5673. I don't want to know what ingredients are in blank. So we'll take your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
It's 1027 KORD. It's 809. You got Rick. You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. Appreciate you this morning. 37 degrees. Got sunshine for you, Tri-Cities. And I know it says sunshine right now. Mostly sunny skies. So our new studios, we look outside. All I can see is going onto the Blue Bridge. I can't see it like we used to where we had the dike.
We're seeing Lewis Street.
Yeah, we're seeing Lewis Street. I see some storage units across the street. But anyway, 37 degrees and says here some sunshine for you and pretty mild temperatures for you right now. So there's a class action lawsuit going on right now with McRib, the McRib sandwich. People are saying that they're not getting premium rib meat. They're not saying that it's not rib meat, but it's not premium. And so this has caused quite the lawsuit, Patty.
Well, be real. It's a McRib.
Exactly. What do you expect? I mean, I guess people's...
And it's McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess people's expectations are just way high in terms of what they're getting out of a McRib. So be taking your calls and 547-KORD. All right, John, tell us about... I don't want to know the ingredients in blank. John, tell us what you don't want to know the ingredients in.
I don't want to know the ingredients in my fast food.
Okay.
I commonly order one of the chicken sandwiches, an order of fries, a shake, and then a cheeseburger to go with it. It tastes amazing. I'm full. I don't get sick from it. So I don't want to know the ingredients because I'm sure that if I find them out, I won't want to eat it anymore.
Yeah. Well, as my wife always says, because my wife's a big gym rat. She's like, oh, processed food, blah, 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 blah. No, that's her big...
Nothing wrong with eating clean.
No, there's nothing wrong
with
eating.
I'm doing that.
We're doing it right now, Tri-Cities Weight Loss. We get that. But I'm kind of with you on that, John. I don't want to know the ingredients in blank. I don't want to know the ingredients in blank. Taking your calls. Good morning, KORD. What don't you want to know the ingredients in?
Brunswagger.
Oh.
Because it's a German food, and you know that it's probably got something in it you don't want. I mean, I've heard it's really healthy. I've never questioned what was in it. I've never wanted to look up what was in it because it looks like bologna, but it's in a large, you know, round cylinder-looking shape.
Yeah.
So you don't know if it is kind of like what's in hot dogs or something like that. But it's probably actually really healthy for you. I just don't want to look it up.
I've just never cared for the taste of it. So, I mean, I'd much
rather. Mom loved it.
Yeah. I don't
Bless
know.
Her
is
heart.
It old people food? Is that, I always consider.
I don't know.
I look at that as old people food. I'm just saying. Take a more of your calls on the way. 547 KORD. Patty just talked about it earlier, eating clean, Tri-Cities Weight Loss. This is the place to go, tricitiesweightloss.com. I lost 20 pounds. Patty's lost close to 60 pounds.
I know.
As you get ready for the New Year's resolution, Tri-Cities Weight Loss are there for you.
They are there for you. And if you want the map to losing weight, like, you know, 20 to 30 pounds, you want it gone in a month or two, schedule your free private weight loss consultation. The number is 509-410-0670. I'm going to be calling Ashley today.
That's right. And we did it with no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no prepackaged meals, no exercising, no calorie counting, none of that. No carbs. What is it? Macros. We didn't do any of that. We just followed the food list.
There's a food list. They give it to you. And you will be successful. Trust me. If I can do it, if Rick can do it, you can do it too.
TriCitiesWeightLoss.com. Check them out today.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
820, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD, all a part of the Music Awards show. You know she's going to be in Los Angeles in February, and we're going to fly you off to Los Angeles to see Ella Langley and a ton of other great...
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That's right. So the Music Awards, you want to get signed up, you can log on to the KORD mobile app, onto our website as well, and good luck with that. Thank you again to our friends at Legends Casino. All right, Darcy's got a situation. The husband got...
He got her a scale for Christmas, and she says, I'm not speaking to him.
Yeah.
I was expecting something warm, thoughtful. We had a great year, but he gave me a scale. At first, I thought it was a gag, so I smashed it against the ground, slammed our bedroom door. Well, we've barely spoken since. He doesn't think he's done anything wrong. I told him this is the most cruel and insensitive gift a man can give a woman. He doesn't have the courage to tell me that he's unhappy with my appearance. Am I overreacting? Shouldn't he apologize? I'm perfectly happy with my appearance and in my own skin. Darcy and Walla Walla.
I know. I don't know how this is going to go for you, Darcy, but I have a sneaky suspicion. So what are people saying here?
Stephanie says, no, you're not overreacting. He knew what he was doing. Unless you specifically asked for it, there are certain things that should never be given as gifts. Maybe you should... Ooh, look at that.
Give us some male improvement pills.
Something for Valentine. See how he reacts. Turnabout is fair play.
Julie says maybe he has concerns for you. It hurt badly, but dig deeper. The issue is yours, not his. Love is a decision. How one's coping, self-medicating food, gym together, be healthy together. Sorry, Mama, I hear you're hurt, and that's from Julie.
Right. Marriage is about communication. Yeah. Talk to him. That's from Lisa. Levi says file for divorce. Save that man from any more headache.
Wow.
I know.
Michelle says, this isn't about the scale. This is because you thought he could read your mind and get you the perfect gift. I got a calculator once, and my husband's thought process was that it would make it easier for me to do the bills. My mother bought me a scale because she knew mine wasn't working. You could have easily returned it, but instead you acted like a child. If you're an adult and ask him, what was he thinking, you'd find out it wasn't anything to do with your appearance. By the way, I've been married 36 years. The amount of questionable gifts is quite long, not the hill you want to die on, and that is from Michelle.
And Amy says, I may have been upset if it was something I didn't want. My husband and I actually happen to have our own scales. Communication is key here. No one is a mind reader. How about an actual talk? Maybe he was not trying to be hurtful.
Yeah, and Robin says, yikes. So there you go. All right. So, yeah, I mean, kind of went the way I thought it would be. You got to have the conversation. And I will go back to this. I listen to what my wife says intently. And when she does mention something, I generally go get it. Like we've talked about on the show, I get everything on my list, you know. And it was funny was, remember we had our Christmas party? We just had our Christmas party at Twigs.
Yeah.
And the boss went and bought a bunch of stuff from Costco. And so he bought a comforter set. So we had the choice between the little Bluetooth speaker. You had headphones, and then you had this digital photo thing. And then there was this big, massive comforter. My first thought was I should get the photo thing but we're getting a new bed from Walker's in January. I should get the comforter. I knew it. Brain needs to work. So what did I get? I got the comforter. And so she got it for Christmas. And then after everything was unwrapped, she goes, hey, by the way, do you have that receipt for that comforter? I'm like, I knew it. I knew she was not.
You re-gifted it.
And I did re-gift it. I said, I'm sorry. It's from the company party. She goes, oh, okay, we'll use it in the spare room. I mean, or our guest room or whatever. But it was just because it's an expensive. Remember, that's $150. That was an expensive comforter.
Yeah.
But
I took the Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
It rocks.
But we should have done the photo frames. I look back like, oh, I should have grabbed the digital photo frames.
I know.
Anyway, guys, I know getting gifts are tough. I hear what you're saying, Darcy, but maybe just have the conversation. There you go.
Don't get her a scale. Don't do that. Yeah, and don't get a gym membership unless you guys are going together.
Going together, exactly. And good luck with it, Darcy. 547 KORD. App chat us what you would do in this situation. We want to know. You got other people's problems. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.